No matter how much you know about a problem, sometimes it's impossible to solve it without the help of an outsider, someone who can see it with fresh eyes. In this next story in our series, What Shapes Health?, NPR's Laura Starcheski takes us to Gainesville, Florida. We're going to meet an unlikely team of problem solvers, a doctor and a sheriff. Their goal, to find and protect the city's most vulnerable children.
Nancy Hart is a doctor with an unusual double specialty. She's both a pathologist and an OBGYN. For the first half of her career, she brought babies into the world. Then she switched to doing autopsies.
Birth and death, it's the life course, and that's what I want to work on.
In the past few years, Hart learned about some research that changed her view of how exactly that life course unfolds. This research shows that kids who have tough childhoods, poverty, abuse, neglect, witnessing domestic violence, are actually more likely to be sick when they grow up, more likely to get diseases like diabetes and heart disease, and more likely to die earlier.
I want to prevent what I'm seeing on the autopsy table. I got to say, a lot of times I'm standing there going, I don't think this person had a very nice early childhood.
Back around 2008, Hart was obsessing about this problem. She wanted to do something to intervene on a large scale, not just patient by patient. She decided to try to find the kids in Gainesville who were the most likely to have tough childhoods. So by looking at Medicaid records, she made a map that showed exactly where Gainesville children were being born into poverty, block by block. Right away, she noticed something weird. In a 1 square mile section of southwest Gainesville, she saw there'd been about 450 babies born into poverty in the few years before.
That just didn't make sense to me.
Because this was a place she thought was all fancy developments and mansions. So Hart took her map of Gainesville with the poverty hotspot marked in bright blue and started showing it to people. She'd ask them, what is this neighborhood? What's going on over there? Eventually, she brought her map all the way to the CEO of her hospital.
And he said, this is so interesting. I think you need to go show it to the sheriff.
He didn't say why Hart should go visit the sheriff, just that she should go.
I was afraid to go to the sheriff, first of all, because she carries a gun, and I try to avoid dealing with law enforcement whenever possible.
But Hart steeled herself. She put on her white coat to go meet the county sheriff, Sadie Darnell.
Oh, gosh, I guess I was nervous about meeting Dr. Hart, too. From the standpoint of, I may have a gun, but she's got the brains.
When Hart arrived, she laid out her poverty map on the sheriff's desk.
The sheriff said, this map is so interesting. Would you like to see my map?
My map was a thermal mapping of high crime incidents.
Sheriff Darnell's map showed that the highest concentration of crime in Gainesville was in a 1 square mile area that overlaid exactly with Dr. Hart's poverty map.
It was an amazing aha moment.
We kind of blinked at each other, and then we said simultaneously, we got to do something.
First, Hart had to know more. What did all this crime look like? How was it affecting kids? Sheriff Darnell had an answer.
She said, you need to ride with the deputies and see for yourself.
Reference at 13 Papa.
I retraced Hart's steps with Sergeant Sherry French.
Everything on our left are the really nice neighborhoods. There's one called Hale Plantation that has $1 million houses. And then on the east side of the road, you have a lot of housing.
Housing is what people in Gainesville call low-income housing projects. Out here, just outside the city limits, the isolated apartment complexes have names like Majestic Oaks and Holly Heights.
This one has a tarp over the roof because the landlord won't even fix the roof and where it's leaking.
Some houses have mold and mildew covering the outside. Broken windows, no insulation.
There are a lot of people in here living in poverty, you know, not having food for their kids.
Hunger, substandard housing, lack of heat. On her ride-alongs, Dr. Hart was tallying up all the things that make it hard for kids to grow up healthy. She also noticed something else.
Where are the businesses, you know? Where's the Jiffy store? Where are the daycare centers? Where are the churches?
And she thought, where is the medical care? She mapped it out and found that the closest place you could go if you're uninsured, which many people here are, is the county health department, almost 2 hours by bus each way. Joan Canton has lived in the Linton Oaks complex for over 10 years.
If you can't jump on the bus because you have no money or you can't take all of your kids with you, it's really difficult.
Canton calls her neighborhood a medical desert. This was a problem Dr. Hart could tackle. She would bring medical care to the hotspot by rustling up a very large donation, a converted Bluebird school bus with two exam rooms inside.
A clinic on wheels.
Have you ever driven it?
No. You would not want me to drive it.
Hart organized a massive crew of volunteer doctors and raised the money to hire a driver and a full-time nurse, Ginny Brazise. Brazise says she's seen patients who haven't been to the doctor in a decade, but when the clinic parks right outside their apartment, it's too easy not to go.
We go to their community. It's like having, you know, you're doing house calls.
Since 2010, Hart's been taking the mobile clinic all over Gainesville, wherever there's a hot spot. But the clinic is really just one piece of the puzzle. Because after that day that Hart and the sheriff matched up their maps, they kept digging into the data. And Hart made some new maps. They showed that on top of everything else, the hotspot had the highest concentration of domestic violence, child abuse, and neglect in Gainesville. Here's Sheriff Darnell.
I mean, I think we knew it intuitively that health issues are associated with crime, crime's associated with health issues and poverty. But seeing that direct connection literally on a map, it helped to break down a lot of walls.
So Hart and the sheriff collaborated again to help create the Swag Family Resource Center right in the Linton Oaks apartment complex. Katie Fields, a former intern from the sheriff's department, ended up managing the center.
So it is snack time here at the Swag Family Resource Center. The kids just came inside after learning how to juggle.
All the resources here are designed to decrease the likelihood of abuse and neglect by strengthening families. Kids can come play all day long. There's a food pantry, free meals, job postings, AA meetings. And next week, a permanent health clinic will open up across the street. There's still a serious problem. But over the past few years, Sheriff Darnell says there's been a small drop in the numbers of child abuse and domestic violence calls. That's a bit of progress on Hart's original mission, to head off bad health outcomes in the most vulnerable kids.
And I think the maps, the hotspot maps, just tell us, policy-wise, where we need to be going and what we need to be doing.
Hart's next target is to link health and early education. Last summer, the county got a new superintendent of schools. Hart's been to visit him 3 times already. Maps in hand. Laura Starcheski, NPR News.
Our series, What Shapes Health, is based in part on a recent poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. You can find the results at npr.org. Thank you.